I feel like it's the old days.
It is the old days. The good old days.
The good old days. Back in the studio.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's great to be here.
Back in, well, my personal office studio.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years at least.
It has been a while.
I got to turn my hat backwards here. I keep hitting
it. It's warm in here.
It is. Well, you know who turned off the air yesterday?
Who?
Johnny Peck.
Johnny Peck? Probably because he wasn't going to be here or what?
Yeah, I don't know. And I walked in and I'm like, who turned the air off? Because yeah. We had that fall morning.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Was that Wednesday?
Cool, crisp air, yeah. No, it was not Wednesday. That was Thursday.
Thursday.
Wednesday,
I
ran, walked around Lake Geneva.
Oh, really?
22 miles, and it was humid out there.
Why? Why'd you do that?
That's a really bad pour. Sorry about that. Here, you can have this one.
No, I'm all right. Okay, all right.
I got together with some buddies and just a little adventure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It was fun.
So Holly brought her mountain bike back to, not mountain bike, but kind of like a road/mountain bike back to the house, and that was in storage for a while. So you know where this is going.
Oh, sure.
We're going to start biking.
You're going to start biking.
Which I used to do that quite a bit.
Yeah?
Until
road
biking until I got my driver's license, and that's, you know, that's 20 years ago.
So by used to, that was 20 years ago.
I used to be thin. Now my spare tire, instead of just being in the car, is also around my stomach. So.
Well, then you always know where to find it.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of cars, Johnny Peck... Johnny Diamond. Guess what he got? He recently acquired it.
Well, he already has the PT Cruiser.
I think right? He got rid of that because
so I'm gonna go Subaru Outback.
I could picture him in that, but no, he bought a 2015 red Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, identical to mine,
just like yours,
same thing.
Well, he looks up to you.
He does. And I was showing him how to I got the sound settings on the radio, so it gives a little boom boom in the speakers and
love it.
Yeah, so if you see, I said, you're gonna get a yellow license plate too to match J-Ray. And he said he might.
You should go J-Peck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell us apart. They are identical.
That's awesome.
So if you
is yours a 2015 too?
Same thing.
Same year.
Same identical wheels, everything. So I feel honored. I really do.
Well, what do they say? Imitation is the best flattery.
That's right. What do we having today here?
It's a mystery beer.
It's pretty good.
It was. It's a can.
You found it under the workbench in the basement.
Yeah. No, it was in the cooler. It's marked with an L, and it tastes like a lager to me.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with the lager.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, a lot of EAA people in yet.
Well, the attack is starting today.
Yeah, I can hear
the invasion. So we usually get a pretty good crowd for it.
Yeah. They go out probably, I would imagine, an hour and a half to rent places and hotels.
Yeah.
Maybe even further.
Yeah, and I would say it's changed a little bit over the years, though. EAA has done, they've done such a good job of keeping everyone there now. You know,
well, they added on to Camp Scholler.
So we still get a good boost, but it's not as crazy, I don't think, as it used to be.
Sure.
But
yeah, my renter sold his seaplane, so they're not renting this year. So
did you get different renters or
no? With it's just a lot of work to get ready, and
right.
I give my hats off to people that rent their homes and continue to do it. It is a pain because you have to basically turn it in. We always did turn it into like an Airbnb.
Correct.
You clear the fridge, you clear the drawers,
right.
You clear. You know, it is a hotel
a
when you walk in.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So it's just nice this year not to have to do that.
You don't have to deal with it.
But then I'm right on the sea base, so
right.
I deal with the buses and traffic and
yeah.
In fact, after we're off the air and right around lunch hour, I'm going to go get some steaks and some flags, and I have to do my own yard so that people don't park on it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Otherwise.
You said steaks. I was thinking maybe you're heading down to Hy-Vee.
Well, I might do that too. I might do that too. So I haven't had a steak in a couple of weeks, so overdue.
Yeah.
So the Pabst Blue Ribbon sign in my office here, it got me thinking, what was your go-to beer of choice when you were younger?
When I was younger?
You know, 10, 11.
Yeah. well, at 10 or 11, it was whatever you could steal out of my dad's fridge.
Under the workbench,
right? Yeah. I would say, though... in college, we started, we thought we were really cool. We drank Miller Genuine Draft, MGD. And, you know, because not everyone was drinking that. So that was a go-to for a long time. And then, like, moving on to craft beer, like Hacker Shore, it's not a technically a craft, right. but like a European. I really got into Hacker Shore.
Head for sure.
I went to I went through a Foster's phase. Remember Foster's in the big cans?
Sure.
And then I did go through a Pabst phase. And then probably like Lakefront River West Stein was like the amber lager. That was like one of my first craft beers.
Okay.
Yeah. Because how about you?
Well, I had a friend in town, like you said, anything you could steal. usually it was like Miller Lite, Bud Light, things like that, the simple ones. And then Coors Light's just that happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
But the PBR sign, when I turned it on this morning, I had one last week at a function, and then I had a PBR Light. Last night,
I've been seeing a lot of advertisements for that.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen it out.
Yeah,
a little more.
I've been seeing some billboards and stuff.
And it was actually pretty good.
It was good, huh?
Yeah, a friend was in from Michigan, out of town, and went and visited her. And she had. I looked in the fridge. I'm like, PBR Light. And I tried it. It wasn't too bad.
Did you ever go through a Milwaukee Beast phase?
Yes, Milwaukee's best. And
we
what's
called it the Beast
Keystone Light.
Yeah, Keystone. That was
then Milwaukee or Milwaukee's best. Ice, right? Or is it
there? Yeah, there was an ice.
It's like 6%.
Yeah,
not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Remember Red Dog?
How could I forget? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of beer, I ran into Tim Oliver, our buddy Ollie from Fisk.
Oh sure.
Yesterday at the scrapyard in Oshkosh. So
what's going down at the scrapyard?
Well, the truck was empty by the time I got there, so maybe it was a little leftover Fisk fireworks crushed cans, imagine. Yeah, so yeah. I asked him, I walked in, I said, "You just leaving that pile of Chevy here?" So you got to give Holly a little heck.
You got to give it to him.
So any big plans this weekend, or you're probably working your butt off?
Yeah, this is, you know, you got to make hay when the sun shines. But we've got live music tomorrow night with Dan Broxman and Al Muncho. Okay. So those are always two of our favorite guys. They're playing 5 to 8. And we got some parties. And then kind of like August, we've got a bunch of weddings coming up.
Do you somehow with a vendor there or in the future, are you planning on maybe getting some beer out at EAA on the grounds?
You know, I haven't put a lot of thought into it, actually. I should check that out.
Cause,
I don't know what it entails to get it out there.
You've got how many vats going now?
Yeah.
I think you could supply a little blue-eyed blonde to some of the pilots out there.
Yeah.
Help out with the airship.
We have a group of pilots that come in every year, and they always get a quarter barrel.
Oh, sure.
They're like the... There's some of the guys, I think they do a lot of the organizing, or I don't know, they move the planes around.
Sure.
Yeah.
So when I had the kegerator in the house, I had the blue-eyed blonde, and sometimes, I think it was the workers' mild.
Yep, you had the brown for a while.
Or the brown, yep. And at that time, I think you said there was about 7 or 8 other guys out there with kegerators. Is that about the same, or is it dropped or grown?
I would say it's grown a little bit, yeah.
It
has. There's some guys still coming in. And we're growing on our accounts too. Like we're adding new accounts. So
sure,
I think we're up to 170 places now.
And that's between gas stations, bars, grocery stores, right? That's crazy.
Yeah. The new in fact, we just delivered the old Town Square Tap is now open again in Green Lake. So that's been cool. And then Scoot's Cafe is another new restaurant in Green Lake. Breakfast, lunch, but they've got some blood. We're delivering blood blonde today, actually. So
right there's your breakfast, breakfast of champions. That's, that's what we're having, right?
And then, do you ever get over to Nesh Coral?
I
got
do.
A Murph's Corner Bar.
Sure, we love it.
Half barrel of blue-eyed blonde is now on tap for Murph. So stop in and say hi to Dana.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Dave. It's like old times in the old
studio.
Yeah, I love
it. I think we should keep it rolling like this.
Cheers.
Cheers.